Okay, I have a fact.
I love facts.
Yeah. Did you know that crocodiles can't...
I can't take you seriously. You looking me dead in the eye? Did you know crocodiles?
It's funny, right? Get this. What? Get this. Crocodiles.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even that funny. Right, we'll start it again.
No, go.
Okay, I have a fact. Crocodiles can't stick their tongues out.
Why?
Oh, good. I don't know. That's it. That's all I know.
You know what I reckon it is? Because their snout is so long, that must just be the ultimate, like, the length of their tongue. It just can't go any further.
I think you've nailed it. There's no more tongue.
There's no more tongue to, like, leave the mouth.
Anyway, that's me done.
Thank you for that. Now we can all go to sleep better because we know that.
How are you?
Anyway, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm great.
That's so good.
Yeah, I'm in a great mood.
That's even better.
I've had two coffees and now I'm potentially sipping on something caffeinated.
Wow. Caffeinated?
Yeah.
I've had one coffee at like frickin' 8 a.m. ages ago. And I've also had a caffeinated drink.
And we're not saying what.
Yeah, because we're embarrassed.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so what...
Let's kick off with some exciting news from yourself. You finished your...
Oh, yes, I finished my second year of university. And, yeah, done and dusted, no more assignments.
Easy does it.
5 months now where I can just relax.
Fuck, I'm jealous.
And anyone who's studied will know, like, the feels. Like, I can watch whatever I want on Netflix. Disney Plus, Netflix, TV3, 3Now, YouTube, all of that.
Wow.
You name it, I'm watching it.
Mm-hmm.
With that's no, it. Like, guilt, no...
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably do that anyway, but you just have no guilt now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's TikTok it. All day, every day.
Oh, TikTok, Instagram Reels, Candy Crush.
Be real.
Be real.
I mean...
Snapchats, I'm going to be sending heaps of Snapchats.
Wow. Emails.
I'm going to be emailing everyone.
Phone calling.
Okay. I'm going to be really utilising, like, you know.
Yeah.
My screens.
Yeah. Your screen time's going to be up.
Yeah. I've already turned it off. Nice. I, like, don't need to know.
Can you turn it off?
Yeah.
Oh, fair play.
Cool. So that's what I'm up to, which is just the
best. Wow, I'm really, I'd cheers you if we had a drink, but cheers to you, because that's really, really exciting.
Yeah, it is quite exciting.
One more year to go, baby.
One more to go. I've just enrolled in next year's classes.
Nice.
For that. That good student loan.
That go.
You know, I'm like, give it to me and I'll be on my way. So that's really, yeah, that's my news. What about you? Do you have some cool news?
I mean, I just told you my fact, so that's yeah. Done. Cool news. Going for a back x-ray tomorrow.
That's cool.
I want to know how they do it. How do you do a back x-ray? You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know? Anyway, so that's me.
Well, you'll have to let us know. I think everyone will be...
I'll do a vlog.
Be stressed not knowing all week, yeah. So you'll have to let them know.
Yeah, so that's me. I'm getting a little back x-ray. Nothing crazy. I haven't broken it. It's all good.
Cool, okay.
Yeah, that's me.
So that's some cool news.
Yeah, it's really exciting, eh?
Yeah. I guess we could just roll on into the topic of today.
Yeah, let's go.
Because this topic is quite relevant to my life at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about change, and how we deal with it, what's our experience of it, why do we all struggle with it, and what can we do to sort of just manage it better or cope better or, I don't know, change our perspective during the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we talked about this before we, you know, turned on the mics, and at the moment for me, and I can think of another period in my life where there was heaps of change, but, like, I'm currently in the middle of moving house. I am finishing uni, like I just said, for the year, finished, and not sure where my job, like, my job's finishing in 2 weeks because it's a COVID one, so that's all over and done with.
Which, I mean, thank goodness.
Which is, like, nice, but that for me, I'm like, wow, now what? What change is going to be next, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's, like, quite nice timing for me. Quite therapeutic for me right now to be talking about all this.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. Miss Counselor.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. For this holding the space
yeah.
up for me.
Yeah, no.
It's a safe space.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, go on.
So what about you?
Oh.
I don't know what I meant by that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess we could just talk about change and how we deal with it and how we see it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I spoke in a previous episode how I've moved around a lot. So you would think that, like, I'm adaptable to change, is that the or I'm able to cope with it, but I really struggle with it still, to the point where, like, yeah, I panic myself when I'm in a changed environment. So, for example, if I change a job, which I've done recently in, like, the last 6 months, I panic, like, to the point where I'm like, I regret my decision, and it's not a reflection on my new job and the people that I work with. It's just genuinely, like, in myself, I just panic because it's different. A different environment. I'm an ECE, so I'm not with my same babies. It's all new, I really struggle with it, and I struggle to, which it affects how I am in my new workplace for, like, a good month.
Yeah.
It takes me ages to, like, settle in.
It really did, and I remember being there from the whole process of your old job, feeling like you needed to leave it, you know, like, interviewing, that whole thing, getting your job, and then feeling like you had made the wrong decision, all because it was just, like,
new
and scary and
unknown. Nothing happened. It wasn't, like, you know, I didn't not like anybody. There was no bad anything. Like, it was just in my own self. I just panicked. And, I don't know why. And I guess this is why the topic came up for us to talk about, because I was like, I really struggle and I don't thrive, whereas some people do, they thrive, or they can see the positives and change. But now I can, you know, like, because I know the change was good for me. My old job, I needed to leave. This new job, it's amazing, an amazing centre, amazing team. So it's amazing now, but in that moment I can't see that.
Yeah, like, it's hard to see it when you're feeling nervous about the change, but you can see it once you've gone through, once you're comfortable in the new environment.
I think it didn't help, like, it all happened really fast.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a slow, I need things to happen slowly. Ease into it. But, yes. You know, within 4 weeks I interviewed to a new job.
Yeah.
You know, I just, yeah. So, yeah.
Yes, I know what you mean about the fast side of things.
Yes.
That is like, whoa.
You kind of just want to, like, grab onto something and be like, wait, like, grab onto your life for a second.
And then it's usually things that have a time frame on them and you have to get back to people, or, you know, you've got to give notice wherever it might be, like a house or a job or whatever. And that puts pressure on it as well. Like, that can make things really, because you make a decision and then, because sometimes you make a decision because you're in the heat of, like, high emotion. Like, I need to get out of this job.
Yeah,
and you apply for another one.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I hate this house. And then you apply for another one.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, whoa. Like, was that even me that just made that decision?
Was it out of rash? You know? Yeah.
Did I just make that
out of emotion?
Yeah. And then when it comes to reality of, like, oh, I actually need to follow through with this.
It's a lot harder It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Mm.
So freaking relevant.
So how do you deal with change?
Well, I'm just trying to think about my perspective on it. Like, I think I am quite open to change and excited about it. I feel like I've always been keen for change. But that doesn't mean that, like, I don't also feel super uneasy. Like, if I go back to the beginning of when we were talking about all of this, my first thought was 2021, beginning of it for me, when I decided to start studying. So I've been in a full-time job, the same job for 4 years, earning full, you know, time income. I was flatting, but in, like, a really comfortable flatting situation with good friends, still close to my family. And then within, like, the shortest amount of time, I was resigning from my full-time job, applying for university, and moving away to be closer to uni from my family and friends, and moving in with my boyfriend. Like, forgot that also happened at once too, which is a big change.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just remember at the time, though, being like, whoa. I think I was able, it's almost like I was looking at my life from another perspective, like, whoa. This is a lot. Like, there's so much about that needs to happen. And because it's all time frame things, I need to plan the move out. I need to fill my room. I need to move into the other one.
Like, give notice. Resign.
But then, how am I going to make money until I start uni? And when does the study link come in? And, like, all of this kind of stuff. Like, oh, my God, I need a laptop
all at once. Yeah,
it's just, like, there's so much to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just the main feeling for me is, like, overwhelm with it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't last too long for me, that overwhelm. I think I can kind of get myself, see it as something... like exciting, mm-hmm. but I feel like that's because because I'm such a like talker about things, mm-hmm. I talk things through with people quite a lot,
mm.
and like process things out loud,
mm.
you can't shut me up, so like I feel like that's my processing of like
dealing with it,
and it becomes less scary in my head when it's out loud, and everyone says that all the time, but I feel like that's what helps me, and then I'm able to like unpack it and be like, oh, actually it is doable, like once I've got the logistics sorted, if there are logistics, then I'm able to see it as something like exciting,
and when you get other people's thoughts and opinions as well, it helps to like
calm you down,
settle your mind down, definitely,
especially if someone's able to be like, okay, that's fine, so you're gonna move out on this day and then what are you gonna do, you know, like I feel like we are so good for each other as well, and like my sister, you know, you just like
it just seems... help the other person to be like, it's okay, because if you do this and this and this and this, you're like, oh, okay. Perfect.
And also like I used to be such a worrywart when I was little, like I would always go, what if, you know, even if it was like just the toilets are over there and we're at the markets, I'd be like, but what if, like, everything is what if? My mum used to always say to me, but like, what if that doesn't happen? Like, what if something good happens, you know?
Yeah,
and
nice.
I remember being such a worrywart, and now I'm just not. So maybe I got out of it, when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. That's kind of my thoughts on it.
Mm.
So shall we look at, like, the emotions associated with mm-hmm. change? Because they're not all bad, but there are, like, a lot of, you know, I think, like, the first initial feelings of change are usually, like, bad ones.
Yeah, like you said, you felt overwhelmed, panicked, maybe, like, anxiety.
Yeah.
Feeling, like, not secure.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But, yeah, like you say, there are some good ones as well that come from change.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess there's, like, obvious ones, like, feeling vulnerable, panic, like you said, disbelief, I guess, like, in denial, potentially, of what the change is going to be.
Yeah.
Anticipating the change, and then there's, like, anger and grief.
Depending, again,
what the circumstances are. But then also you can feel, like, excitement, acknowledgement, freedom, hopeful for the future.
Yeah. I think, when I look at those emotions, I sometimes need to remind myself that change can be like a good thing, like when I'm in that situation, like changing jobs, and I go into like the panic and the anxiety and like what, like you say, like the what ifs, but changing it, if I can just change my thought process as well to being like, well, this, what if, like the excitement, like, you know, like freedom, like difference, like what if it works out, I think, but I guess you kind of go through all those emotions in the process.
Probably, like over and down. You probably go through all of them.
For sure.
And you're not always going to be feeling, like, excited. Most of the time you're not, your first initial thought isn't going to be excitement.
No.
You know? It probably, like...
Which is okay.
Yeah, like, it takes a bit for most people to get there. And, like, with the anger and grief one, when I think of change, I think of things that we have control of. Change that we have control over. Like, I, hate my house, like, I want to move house, but, like, even though I hate myself and my house and I really want to get out, but I'm choosing to do that, you know, or, like, I hate my job, I'm scared to leave, but I'm choosing to leave, whereas then there's change that happens, like, to you.
So, like, you're in control to, or compared to being out of control.
Yeah, of the, like, change. Something happens to you, like, an extreme, but like your house catches on fire, and like the change, like, oh my god, I'm gonna have to now live at old mate's mother-in-law's house, like fuck, or you get made redundant, that's a different kind of, that's a scary out of your change. Control,
you're not choosing to do it, someone else or something has been done for it to happen,
or you lose a loved one or a partner has left you, Like,
yeah.
When it's something that you've not chosen to do,
yeah.
That is, I feel like, when, like, anger or grief or feelings like that are so much more. Because you're like, I didn't choose
Yeah, like you say, when you choose to leave a job or leave your house or whatever, you kind of, in a way, have time to process it. Even if you struggle to do that, you do still have time to process it. Whether, yeah.
There's still part of you that wants to do it.
So yeah, yeah.
Even though it's scary, you can, like, you know that at some point you're going to feel excited about it.
Yeah.
But when you're, or like, if you've been in a job for like, people, lots of people during COVID, you know, like, been a mechanic for 50 years, I don't know, and then you've got to, you've got no choice but to go to something else. Like, that is fucking scary.
Yeah.
And you'd be angry.
And out of your control.
Yeah.
So some different types of change that we do fear in life. One would be relationships, staying in a relationship because you're afraid of the process of leaving them and being alone. Work, like I said, staying in a job that makes you feel miserable because you're afraid of the change. I've definitely been in that situation before.
And, like, being, like, financially unstable, I feel is another, with the work one, like, a really big thing for especially people that are older than us.
Yeah.
You know,
that when they've got families or a mortgage or that they have to have money for, you know, like, we just...
They can't really, in their eyes, if they're not open to change or if they're, like, quite scared of it, it's probably because they're thinking, like, I don't have room here to just not have a job, which is so standard.
Valid, yeah.
I don't have room here to, like, for this just to not work out
because
then I'm going to have to go back or
find
something else.
Yeah,
that's just stressful.
Yeah. And also moving to a new city or area because you're anticipating not knowing anyone, feeling lonely. Yeah, so, like, not having your family around you, your friends.
Yeah.
I guess you know that more than me. Like, you moved away in the same city, but you moved, like, a good 45 minutes away from what you have known your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I moved around a bit when I was younger, but you lived in one place your whole life. And then you moved to the city for your, new life with uni and stuff. So.
And I tried to, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to be ages away from my friends. But then once I got past that, I was like, okay. And I still feel like that now. Like, even though I don't, I feel like I'm still not quite settled where I am. I still feel like there's more time for me over there to make friends and, like, really use the space.
Yes.
I feel like I'm not able yet to really get amongst it and it be part of me at the moment because I don't have friends over there. As many, I've got a few, but I don't have, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All my friends are still, and my family is still over here, so.
You're still, like, you're still coming to us for, like, for your normal, like, living your normal life of beach walks and stuff like
coffee,
that.
Coffee dates
coffee, it's always kind of, unless we come to you, it's always kind of coming over to, back to your, your roots. Back to your roots.
Yeah.
But
I want to be able to, that to be over that way.
Yeah.
And
or
and
just, like, a both, like, living that, like, city life, I guess.
Yeah. But, yeah, I feel like those are three. I mean, there's so many types of change, but I feel like those are the three main ones for people that are, like, really, really common and, like, typical
people
ones.
Experience
relationships
a lot.
Of any kind, work, and where you live.
Moving, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And then we were looking at why do we struggle with change? So many different reasons. The main one, I guess, is that, like, it pushes you out of your comfort zone. It makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yep.
Like, we're so used to just feeling safe.
Yeah.
We're back to the bloody old caveman days, you know? We knew what to look out for that made us feel like we weren't safe. So I feel like that's one of the main ones. It's like, it's fear, really.
Yeah. Stepping out of your comfort zone, going from somewhere that's usually your safe place to somewhere that's potentially not at the moment. Like, making it your safe place takes time.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you don't know how long it's going to be for it to be, you know, for you to be settled.
Yeah,
like, there can be a time there where you're, like you said, like, with your new job, like, there was nothing wrong, but you just, it took you a while to get into the groove of it, you know?
Coping with change requires you to pivot in your life. You may suddenly have to reverse course or find a new way of doing things. Yeah. I guess, again, comes down to change, fear, like, it'll just freaking takes over you.
Dr. Google said that neuroscience has proven that uncertainty feels similar to failure in our brains. So, like, to be uncertain about something kind of feels the same as like failing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why so many people avoid it, because it's just an uncomfortable feeling. And our brains, which is a given, I guess, but are designed to find peace in knowing.
Yeah.
So it's that whole staying in your comfort zone. And that humans like to be in control.
Yeah.
Which is just an absolute given.
For sure.
Yeah. And I think we were also thinking, like, what makes somebody okay with change and somebody else not? And
yes.
It's, like, quite hard to tell. Like, between you and I, for example, I can't really
pinpoint
what it is.
No.
You've moved around a bunch of different homes.
Yeah.
But you're...
So for me, when I look at it, you would think that I would be more...
Yeah.
Like, able to deal with change, because I've done it all my life. But I don't know, it's like now, and I guess reading these, it kind of makes sense. Like, now that I'm older, I should be in the job that I love. Why am I changing? Failure. You know, like, reading those, like... Could
because
kind of make
quite,
sense,
yeah.
Like, why am I changing a job when I'm, you know, 23? Well, you know, blah, blah, or when I'm 24.
Mm.
It could come down to the feeling of failing, I guess.
Yeah.
I can totally relate to that.
Yes.
But then I don't know why you and I, yeah, you are a little bit more able
although
to deal with it.
Although I have a lot of change, I have a lot of, like, change in other, like, family things and stuff. Not necessarily, like, physically, I mean, I have moved house quite a bit.
Mm.
But, you know, like, I don't know, who knows?
Mm.
Maybe it's just the way that you're, like, it can be if your parents have dealt with trauma or abuse or something like that. And, like, they're obviously your parents' worldview has, like, such an impact on yours.
Yeah.
If you've got parents who feel, like, you know, like, a little bit scared of change because, like, they've had experiences before where something bad's happened, they're probably going to be less likely to... be encouraging.
Yeah, it can come onto you.
Mm.
Yeah, you definitely get, you learn things from your parents.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
And, but then it also, yeah, that we're just like, we like to be in control anyway. Almost every human does. So I just feel like, you know, it's a mixture of both.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. So going on from that, how do you deal with change?
Ooh.
Who knows? When things are changing around you, trying to find peace in still keeping a routine. So, say, looking at you, if you move to the city, still trying to keep a routine of if you like to go for a walk every day, maybe your environment's different, beach to the city, but trying to stay in that routine.
Mm-hmm.
Or keeping your, seeing your friends once a week if you can, or family, trying to keep a bit of a structure when it comes to change.
Like the things you do regularly...
Try to keep
doing them so that it feels like there is some stability to your new life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And then reframing your perspective. This is like such a simple, like it says, you know how we're just like, reframe your perspective. But it's always like, okay.
Easier said than done, right?
So much easier said than done. Like if we could change the way we thought, oh my God, like we would just be absolutely living our best lives all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think like, and even though it could be your world, your parents' worldview that have made you have this particular view of change, it doesn't mean that you can't work on that for yourself, I think. Like, as you get older, like, try and change your thinking around it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, talking it out with people, hearing other people's perspectives, or not always other people's perspective, because, like, if you're doing something for you, you need to do that. But, like...
For you, yeah.
Hearing just, like, somebody reaffirm to you... what you're doing is okay.
Why you're doing it.
Yeah, why you're doing it.
Reminders.
Especially people that are actually close to you, not like old mate next door who wants to give you his 10 cents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
that's
just like, it needs to be, I feel like it needs to be through people that know you really well.
Yeah.
And they know what...
And it can be honest with you when...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they understand you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I think this is like just such a standard thing to say, but... We've talked about this before, even in relationships, like writing down pros and cons on a piece of paper.
Always do it.
Yeah.
I always do.
Pros and cons of the change, or like, you know, what's the worst thing that could go wrong? And just like write it down. Like, yeah, I hate my job, it's horrible, I'm miserable, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm scared to change because blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, the pros are my mental health will be better, like, it's new opportunities, I'm going to meet new people. You know, it's growth.
Yeah.
It's all of those kinds of things. I feel like once it's in front of you.
I'm such a visual person as well. Like, even if I'm thinking about something, I'll write it down. Or, like, you know, if have to fucking write a shopping list. It's written down. It's not in my head. Like, you know, I'm a visual person. Everything needs to be written down.
See
so,
it in front of you.
Yeah, pros and cons. I do it with everything. Like,
and once something is, even just talking it out with a friend, once you've said it out loud or written it down, I know that people say this all the time, but honestly, it's like,
kind of makes more sense.
Literally life-changing.
Mm.
Like, the amount of times I've been in situations where just talking a good old voice message to Grace, I'm like, thank you. Like, now I feel like I can breathe because it's coming out of my head going, you know, my head is going round and round in circles and I'm making it, I'm overthinking, I'm making it so much worse than it actually is.
But when you talk to someone, it just,
yeah, it made me feel, like, normal about it.
Even if they don't have the, I mean, the answer or...
Yeah, no.
Just even saying it, yeah, like you say, you can have, like, a weight lifted off your shoulders and then I could have it and I can, like, you know...
I'll
fucking have it on my shoulders. No, like, I'll, you know, whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah.
You can kind of, like, sift it through together.
Yeah.
And
I think important one is thinking, what is the worst that can go wrong? Because when you really think about the worst things, you're like, oh, okay. So I start this new job and I hate it. Okay.
Try again.
You can do what you did before and resign
and
find another one.
Mm.
Or you can try and go back to your... Like, there's just so many... You move into a house, you don't like it. Okay, yeah, that is a lot of admin. It's time, it's money, it's annoying. But it's not life or death.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is temporary and you can change... You can just bloody change it again.
Yeah, as scary as it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As scary as it is,
yes.
Nothing is forever.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's what really gets... I have that mindset a lot. Like, nothing is forever. What... Even if you want to pack up your life and move to fucking Egypt, if something goes wrong, move back.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, that's lots of money in flights, but you know what I mean.
Logistical
side of it. You can... You're not a failure. Yes,
no.
This is another good point.
Go on, girl.
You are... You are not a failure if you try something new or move from where you are currently or something like that and it doesn't work out and you have to go back to something else or
come
change
home
again.
Or, I think people, like, again, going back, people feel, like, embarrassed. Like, say if they move away and they're like, see ya, and then they have to come back.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, babe, you'll be back in 6 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. And if someone does care,
then fuck them.
Yeah, fuck off. Cindy?
You know, or like, you leave your job, you go to a new one, your workplace is all like, oh, old mate's gone off to blah, 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 see how that goes, and then they find out you've got a new job in a couple of months. Who cares? It is your life.
Amen. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's just it. That's
so good.
Yeah.
Just a little last one to round it up. Just
try following that.
Oh, actually, just leave. You can do a podcast of one. Well, going on from it, just surround yourself with positive inner circle. Like, surround yourself with people who actually care about you.
Yes.
Because, like you said before, you and I definitely talk a lot about our problems to each
other,
bounce off each other, share each other, like, whatever. And if I didn't have, you know, if I didn't have that person or people around me, you know, my besties and stuff, it just wouldn't be good. Like, I just wouldn't have people around me that would help me. And if I had someone that was giving me negative energy,
it has to be the right people, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
Don't waste your breath on people that don't, like, have your best interest at heart, because it's a waste of time.
Yeah. And, yeah, you just won't be able to go through life with them, because it'll just be fucking carnage.
Yeah. All right?
Okay.
And also be kind to yourself, you know? Like, it is normal to feel uneasy and stressed and overwhelmed, like all those feelings that we listed. Like, it is normal to go through every single one of them. So, like, don't be so hard on yourself that you're so down in the dumps and that you're never going to get, you know, through this, because you will, doll.
Yeah, it's quite important to, like, feel those feelings. Mm. Don't try and push them away.
And, like, think about, why am I feeling like this, you know? Like, am I feeling anxious because, like, this was a decision I had to make the other day. Like, am I feeling anxious about this because it's new? Or, like, and that's okay because that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I actually need to take a moment and to, like, slow down.
Actually process
things.
Think
about myself and how what's going to make me happy.
Pros and cons, get the list out.
Yeah, pros and cons.
Yeah.
Because once you really do actually think about, like, break it all down.
Mm. I think slowing down is really important. Yeah. It's really easy to, like we said before, get emotion come on board, like anger or whatever, and
make a decision,
a rash decision, all of that kind of stuff. But when you really slow down and think about it, get your pros and cons out, it's a bit more rash. Talk to people that you trust, get good judgment from people, get what you're feeling out, and then you can make a better decision. You know, like you can make a clearer decision in your head.
You're going to be okay. What's that saying? You're going to be okay in the end, and if it's not okay, it's not the end.
I've never heard that.
Haven't you?
Wait.
That used to float around on my Tumblr.
Oh, 2015. Should we get our Tumblrs up?
Yes. But I love that. Like,
I've never heard that.
It's something like it's all going to be okay in the end, or you're going to be okay in the end.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, you know you'll be okay. And if it's not okay, it's not the end. You're just, that just means it's still,
you're still in the process.
And you're going to be okay.
Okay? You hear me?
You hear me? So go on and quit your job. Go and break up with your partner.
And fucking go and move cities. Yeah. All at once.
We're coming with you.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. But please don't come crying to us if it doesn't work out.
Oh my God.
Wow, I would not listen to us, eh? No, I would.
Whoa. Just speak for yourself.
No, I actually feel like this is a topic that, like, we both have actually quite, look, we actually have life experience, adult life experience with change.
Yeah, for sure. We're experienced people.
Oh, yeah, we've been all around town. And also, this goes back to our cheeky plug. Go back and listen to one of our early episodes, like episode 4 or something, with Joel Dallas about career change.
Yes.
Because that is specifically about changing your career at any stage of your life.
Yeah.
And that one was a hoot, and I think it's all so true and relevant.
Yes.
To us and everyone in our life, in our sort of age bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
yeah. Well, you know, your mid-20s is kind of like a make or break scenario, right?
Yeah.
In certain areas, you know, or you start to think, like, is this now my forever thing? Do I want to change?
It's such a crazy time of your life.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, I could do another whole episode on it one day.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah. We're all going through it. It's okay.
Change is normal. Life is short and, change is what makes you grow.
How many quotes could we make out? It's okay not to be okay.
You'd think we're Googling them, but these ones are just stored in the back of our noggins.
They're just flowing off the tongue.
It's okay not to be okay. I've heard that one before. Nah, that's a classic.
Oh,
what else?
You know,
you only live once. I actually quite like that one. It's cringe, but it works.
Yeah, the girls.
Yeah, the girls. And
life's worth living.
So let's make it rock.
Dance like no one's
watching. Dance like no one's watching. Sing like no one can hear. And
what's the third one?
Oh,
we had the three plaques on the wall.
Yeah, fucking A. Everyone.
And love like.
Oh, love like there's no tomorrow.
You made that up.
Okay. Or laugh like
no one's...
Fuck. Anyway, admit, all your family homes have got those plaques up somewhere.
Fuck, bugger.
When I was little, I used to, sing. Like, I was in choir and all that jazz. And so my mum got me personally a sing like no one's listening. Yeah. It went up in my room.
That's cute. Did you sing to it?
Oh, yeah. I sang like no one was listening.
Oh, well, anyway, you fucking rascals.
Okay, I love how, we try. I mean, we don't try. We do have some good content to say, but, we do this, whole serious episode.
We do end it on a bit of a...
Honestly, look, if people don't listen, or take it in, I don't blame you because 90% of the time we're being fuckwits.
Well, no. Okay, speak for yourself. I think your ratios are off.
Yeah, true.
I just think we get to the end of the topic and then we're just like...
Oh. And then we need to start giggling again.
Yeah.
We can't be serious for
that. Oh, that, it's a lot.
Yeah, seriously. It's a lot being serious.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to fucking go.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed or found it relatable in some way.
Yeah.
Hope you've, the best week anyone's ever had.
Yeah, let us know about your change in life.
Oh,
you know, if you want to change us a message.
It.
Yeah, because I need some tips personally.
Yeah, we all do need tips. I think we can all talk the talk, but can we walk the walk?
She goes again.
Okay.
I'm going to go. Bye.